Welcome, welcome, everybody. You are listening to your girl Stax here at radio.dominican.edu. Now, today, it's Monday. Yeah, the day after Easter. Hope you all had a wonderful Easter. It was Sunday, you know, hoping you were with your family and friends and loved ones. The weather was kind of crazy, though, I'm not going to lie. It was sunny, then it was cold and rainy and all types of weather. Man, it was crazy. But you know that in Hollywood, there is no such thing as normal like the weather. So, of course, some ish had to go down. We have some juicy, juicy shade on the hip-hop royal couple, J&B. There's some good news for Kendrick Lamar and more on today's Hollywood pileup. Now, you don't want to miss it, so let's get right to it. Now, y'all know the drill. First up, we have the fights, the feuds, the drama, and everything in between with our first segment, Shade, Shade, Shade. Honestly, this is like my favorite segment of the show because I get to just gossip and talk smack and everything, and it's just so fun. So for today, we have the Jay-Z and Beyonce drama. Dun dun dun. Now, what kind of drama could be out there now about them? Now, I was really shocked when I first found out about this one. So there's a threat going on. J. Randy Tarabarelli is the author of a new book that's going to be coming out, spilling all of J and B's drama. And he's a biographer. He has reportedly been digging deep, deep, deep into the J and B closet, looking for dirt about the power couple. He has sources close to the Carters who have been giving him the inside scoop on their lives, and he's planning on writing a book about the dynamic duo. Yeah. But he is planning on, you know, spilling the whole beans on their lives, not just retelling their life stories. Nope. No. Nothing like that. But he wants to seriously just get everything out there. He wants the whole world to know the real J and B. I don't know. I'm a little scared to see what kind of stuff he has up his sleeve because I'm such a huge fan of both of them. Oh my God. Jay-Z, one of the hip hop rap's biggest mogul. And come on, Queen B, duh. Of course I'm going to get some of that. Now, here's what the book is going to include. According to Life and Styles magazine source, the source is somebody who is reportedly like in the couple's lives. He or she is also like in the music industry, so we don't really know exactly who that person is, but this person is saying that the authors looked into claims of cheating, a love child, drug use, and dirty business dealings. There's even allegations that they've split three times in the past 4 years and discussed divorce each time. It's kind of funny though because they just had their anniversary, but now I'm wondering, like, are they just in this for the publicity? Is that what it is? Are they just, you know, playing it cool for the fans? Now, it's not uncommon, you know, for cheating scandals to arise in Hollywood because, of course, there's going to be temptation and all that, and everybody's going to want to be better than you, and you're going to want to go out and find whatever's better for you. But, I mean, could these rumors really be true, all these cheating scandals? But there was speculations that Jay-Z had cheated on Beyonce with Rita Ora. If you guys recall, she is the UK singer signed to Jay's Roc Nation. And also, he's also been seen, or there's been rumors that he has been with the fashion designer Rachel Roy. Now, I love her stuff. She's really, really cute, too. So, I mean, why not? This was around the same time of the infamous elevator incident that occurred, in which Solange, Beyoncé's sister, got into a physical fight with her brother-in-law, Jay. Now, this actually sparked a lot of speculation. People didn't know why this had happened. This was after an award show. The couple got in. There were surveillance cameras, obviously, in the elevator, who captured the whole scene go down. And it was kind of crazy because Beyoncé didn't even go out and defend her husband. She's also said that, you know, that she actually admires her sister, you know, for teaching her how to speak her mind and all that. So who knows where that's going to go. But wait on. There is more. And I seriously feel like Billy Mays in the OxyClean commercial when I say that. No, but seriously, not only are there cheating scandals, but there's also talks about Jay having an illegitimate son who's now 21 and ready to speak out against him. Now, if you recall, he has come out into the public and claimed that he was going to be the heir of his throne, because who knows if he is also going to get some share of B's money. I don't think she would allow that. I wouldn't. But she is feeling that she might not be liking those types of rumors. She's not sure how, you know, people are going to react. And she also doesn't want people to think that she's just a doormat. I mean, that is pretty humiliating, especially for the status of the type of people that they are. They are in the public. They are scrutinized by the public. And she has such a composed, you know, image that she doesn't want to ruin that. Of course not. Who wants to ruin that? Or who wants, you know, their dirt out there for the public, for everybody to know? That's not cool. But I'm just wondering, you know, how Beyoncé is feeling. Who knows how she's dealing with it? And I mean, even if they aren't true, if I'm just wondering how any celebrity could deal with all these rumors, always constantly talking about them. And that's just kind of crazy. But now Jay Randy's source is saying that Beyoncé and Jay-Z have done many people wrong, and that motivated everyone to talk. Some people were even thanking Randy because they've never felt they had a voice before. Now he is really trying to resuscitate all these skeletons in their closet with these claims. The book is also supposed to include Jay-Z's past troubles with drugs and more. Dang, this is total shade. Many didn't think this book was going to happen, but OK Magazine has declared that there is a team of well-paid researchers that have been working on this book for a really long time. And we have received notice that Beyoncé's team is allegedly begging people who have worked with them in the past to not speak or support this book. Well, if you ask me, seems that like that train is long, long gone. Because if there's claims like this, of this magnitude rising, then I mean, people must have spoken. And who isn't going to talk for a dollar? Like, tell me, like, give me, if I had news about them, I would sell that info. Like, give me, yes, compensate me for my knowledge. Yes. But apparently Beyoncé's team doesn't want that to come out into the open, just like her team removed the pictures that surfaced for her CoverGirl ad, in which, you know, her skin and the photographs were raw, so the pictures didn't actually look like her. They did, but not the way that her fans wanted her to look, or not the way that her fans envisioned her, flawless and all, you know. There was actually pictures in which she didn't look that great. I mean, she looked human, which is what a human looks like when, you know, your skin isn't perfect, your makeup isn't always going to be perfect, and there's nothing wrong with photoshopping your stuff. Yeah, I agree with that. But there's also nothing wrong with allowing the fans and the viewers to let everybody know that, hey, look, Beyonce is a human. She is a person with flaws and all. No matter how much she claims that, you know, everybody's flawless, this happens. But it's okay. It's okay because you have a whole team around the clock, you know, working for you and trying to make you look good. So, girl, go on and do you. Now, and it actually kind of sucks to have your whole life just like scrutinized by strangers. But I mean, hey, I guess it comes with a title, especially given who they are as a couple in the world. But hey, I'd still be down to read that book. So, Randy, whenever that book comes out, I shall know and I will read it so I can let all you guys know what is going on. What is the scoop? What dirt did he find? So I'm really excited for that. Now, switching up gears now, have y'all seen the new show called Empire? You know, the one with Taraji Henson. The new series has been a major hit and it's gotten tons and tons of viewers. Well, apparently, there is a company with the same Empire name who also distributes music for artists like Sean Paul, Corrupt, and many others. The Empire Distribution, and this is located in San Francisco, so it's in the Bay Area. Now, this company is suing Fox because of the title. Now, they sent Fox a couple of letters now claiming that they have infringed upon their title copyrights. Well, like a big player, Fox wasn't going to allow the taunting, so they actually sued back for the rights of the title Empire. Empire Distribution's second letter was sent in March claiming that Fox would have to pay a suit of $5 million and use their artists in their show. Now, that's a pretty good deal if you ask me. This is the way that I envision that deal. It's either, hey, give us $5 million for us to settle the claim and allow our artist to be in your show. Now, if you ask me, that's a pretty good deal, right? I mean, or the other option is either pay $8 million and let us keep our name, but you have to give us some $8 million. I don't know. That seems kind of crazy. That is a lot of money. So after that, the Empire also said that there was also a trademark dilution by tarnishment, saying that Empire's portrayal of a label run by a homophobic drug dealer prone to murdering his friends threatens to tarnish the defendant's brands and harm its goodwill. This was according to the rap. And I'm thinking that people have now associated this company to Fox's show because of the similarities in music. But here's where the shade's at. Fox went as far to claim that there is no likeness whatsoever. So now let me break this down for you. Fox is saying that Empire Distribution and Empire Show has no likeness because they are two separate entities. They are two separate companies doing different things. Now, Empire Distribution's claim is saying that because of the show, the people who already know their company are going to think that somehow the show is a reflection of this company. And that's what they don't want. So, now, Empire Distribution is saying that, you know, that they can't, like, do anything. So Fox's lawyers went as far to go and Google Empire Distribution. And this is what they had to say. They said that Empire Distribution wasn't seen until the seventh page. Let's just let that sink in. Empire Distribution was not even a top hit. Damn. Now talk about a burn. Fox's lawyers also said that it's illogical that anyone would equate a small independent record label in San Francisco, California, with a completely fictional music and lifestyle on television. Now, Fox also says that they aren't going to pay someone off just because they have become a success. Ouch, 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 ouch. I think that hurts a bit more because it is a company from the Bay. I mean, I know y'all just want to be successful too, but is it right to sue somebody for the name, even though it's two different companies? They're doing, one is fictional and one is obviously real. But yes, they are both in the music industry and they both represent artists. But is it to that point where you feel like it's necessary to sue and get some, you know, money out of it? Or are you just doing it because the show has now become so successful that you want a little piece of that? And you think that you owe them, or that you're owed credit because the names are still alike. So that's just something to think about. Now, there hasn't been any other response so far by Empire Distribution in regards to the case. So we will see how that happens. We will see what goes on with them, because that's actually a pretty large, you know, that's a pretty big dispute there that they're seeing. There's been a lot of news about it. And, you know, recently, even in the show, well, off the show, Taraji, she was, you know, under scrutiny again from the public. Comes with the title. I know, I see it. But she actually denounced somebody on Instagram, and she said that her son was actually racially profiled after he being pulled over. And she said that, no, you know what, this was all a misunderstanding. I am sorry. I can admit that I was wrong in that situation. So I think that was really big of her to actually come out and admit that she was wrong. A lot of celebrities won't go out and do that, and they'll just brush it off, you know, brush it under the rug. And, you know, so it was nice to see that there are still some genuine celebrities out there. But we are going to actually take a quick break, but keep on listening for some more juicy gossip. Remember, you are listening to Your Girl Stacks on the Hollywood Pileup at radio.dominican.edu. Now stay tuned, all right?
She just wanna run around the city and make memories that she can barely remember. And I'd allow her. Talk about pussy power. Yeah. She just wanna run over my feelings like she drinking and driving in an 18-wheeler. And I'd allow her. Talk about pussy power. She used to say you can be whoever you want, even yourself. I show up knowing exactly who I was and never leave as myself. But when it falls apart, I'm always still down to pick a million tiny little pieces off the ground. Wish you would learn to love people and use things and not the other way around. Swinging, eyes closed, you're swinging. Same city, same friends if you're looking for me. Same city, same friends if you're looking. I'll be here just swinging, ayy. Don't talk to me like I'm famous, ayy.
Don't assume, cause I don't respect assumptions, babe. I'm just trying to connect with something, baby. I'll be here just swinging, hey. Remember when my schedule was as flexible as she is. She called and tell me be here for the sun up. I be dressed before we hung up. I take Eglinton to 401 East End. Exit at Markham Road in the East End, where all the pretty girls are sleeping. My license been expired, I renew it after the weekend. Fuck, I know I said that shit the last 7 weekends. Girl, I guess procrastination is my weakness. I hate stopping for gas this late, cause there's niggas creeping and not like how we're creeping. Summer is coming, know you could feel it. 20 on pump, whatever, I ain't got enough to fill it. Won't knock on your door. My uncle say you drive my whip like it's yours. I got the pedal to the floor. I'm on my motherfucking way swinging. Don't fall asleep on me hanging there. I'll be there just swinging. I'll be there just swinging. I treat you good, girl, like you're famous. I know I'm late, it's always the same shit. But don't fall asleep on me hanging now. Yeah, yeah. I'm on the road right now swinging, girl.
Welcome, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to your girl Stax on the Hollywood Pileup on Penguin Radio. Now, usually this segment is something called hashtag rich people problems, where we feel so sorry about celebrities' problems that have to do with money. But I think this story is suited for a little title remix into hashtag broke people problems. And this is why. So we are going to play a little game to see if you can guess who the celebrity is. Now, a man in New Jersey has accused this celeb and his entourage of robbing him outside a gas station on Easter morning. First of all, who in the world will steal on Easter, the day that Jesus has risen? Why? I don't understand. And it's crazy. It's crazy to see that. And it's crazy to even like wrap your head around. Okay, one, stealing is wrong. And two, why would you do it on such a day like that? Anyway, this 21-year-old man says that he recognized the celeb and even went up to him to talk about music when a guy from one of his posses came up on him and jacked $3,200 bucks out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. Now, the man says that he was being pointed with a gun while the rapper's friend stole the money. Now there. I gave y'all three clues. Number one, the celebrity is in the music industry. Number two, the celebrity is a male. And number three, he is a rapper. This rapper was also on Oxygen's Marriage Bootcamp. Now, let's see if you all can guess who this person is. Now, is it A? Is it Ray J? B, is it DMX? or C, is it the game? Now, if you answered B, you are correct. Woo! It was DMX and his entourage who are being accused of stealing money from a fan. Now, this is how you know that the struggle is real. Seriously, DMX, a rapper most known for his music. I mean, he's also an actor, but he's mostly known for his music. He has had his share of crimes. Now, according to the True New Jersey, he has been arrested, you know, several times over the past years, and he's done time for drug possession, animal cruelty, and to top it off, parole violations. So I guess we're just gonna have to add this incident to the list of his crimes, because what the heck, you have a whole list of things that you have done and yet you still have the nerve to go on and steal. Okay, it may not have been him, maybe not, you know, but you're gonna allow your entourage, your whoever is with you, so you are allowing for this to happen, although you may have not done it yourself, but you are still condoning this behavior by not stopping it. So, you know, you are a silent agreement, you know, you are silently agreeing to this crime. So that is that on DMX. Who knows if we will see him again. I was really surprised actually when I saw him on Marriage Bootcamp, and I was like, what the heck is he doing here? And now he and his wife, I don't know if they're still dating, I don't know if they made it through the Marriage Bootcamp, but the clips that I saw on TV about them, I was like, oh Lord, this couple is just crazy. They are just fighting nonstop. Like, I think he even had to leave for a couple of days. He left the show, then came back, and this was just all bad. Really bad. Now, on to some, you know, more sad news. Sad, kind of. I don't know, you be the judge. But Avril Lavigne, if you remember her, she was like the total rocker, punk, chic, you know, artist who every little girl wanted to be, because she was like so tough and she spoke the truth about guys, and everybody just wanted, you know, to sing her songs and all that. But she recently came out on the open about why she had removed herself, you know, for some time from the limelight, for almost about half a year. Now, it turns out that for a long time, she didn't know she had a severe case of Lyme disease. And this happened when an infected black-legged tick bit her. And this is what she says. She says, I had no idea a bug bite could do this. She believes that she was bit by a tick sometime last spring, and also admits that she was bedridden for 5 months. I felt I couldn't do anything. I felt I couldn't breathe. I felt like I couldn't talk. I felt like I couldn't move, she says. And I thought I was dying. Now, of course, I had to do some little digging, and I was like, what is all this Lyme disease talk? I didn't really know what it was or how you could even get it, what were the symptoms, all that. So went on, and according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the typical symptoms include like fever, headache, fatigue, and like a skin rash called erythema migrans. And if left untreated, the infection can spread to the joints, the heart, and the nervous system. So right away, I was like, oh my gosh, this is super duper serious. Now, it's really sad that she had this Lyme disease. So Avril Lavigne actually was MIA on social media. and her fans definitely noticed. But she answered, and she said that she wasn't feeling well to one of her fans. Now, this was done on a private message, so I think that was really cool of her to actually go on and, you know, reply to one of, at least one of her fans, privately. That way, you know, that person can have like a moment, like, yeah, like, I spoke to Avril Lavigne and this is what she told me. So that was really cool. And, you know, this fan went on to tell on the other fans that the singer wasn't feeling well. And, you know, they all left a lot of get well messages on Twitter. She says that her fans played a huge role in her recovery, because if it wasn't for their support and encouraging words, she wouldn't have been able to overcome this. There was also speculation about trouble in her marriage as the reason to her sudden disappearance. You know, but despite these rumors, she says that no, she did not have any marital problems. And in fact, her husband, Chad Kroeger, who's a member of Nickelback. Let me say that I love Nickelback and that I don't know why a lot of people give them so much crap, but is it because they're Canadian or is that right? I don't know. But I like their music. So anywho, he took a lot of care of her, and even her mom went in and lived with them, you know, for a while so that she can get better. Now, she also spoke out and said that there were times where, you know, she went almost a week without showering. Kind of gross, but hey, she says that she did not have the strength to stand up and she felt like her life was being sucked away. Avril says that she is now feeling 80% better and is ready to move forward. She also mentions that this experience has made her cherish her life, and she says that she just wants to enjoy her life from now on out, which is, I think, a pretty great message for everybody. I mean, no matter if you are fighting, you know, a disease, if you are feeling sad, happy, whatever, just go on and live your life to the fullest, because hey, we don't know how much time we have on this earth, so why not make the most of it? Now, on some more medical news and celebrity, Juliana Rancic actually admits now, she admits herself that yes, in fact, she is too thin, but here's why. Now, we've talked about Juliana in the show before, but when she spoke of other people, if you recall the whole incident with Zendaya, we talked about that. Now, the E! News and Fashion Police co-host is speaking about her battle with weight. Now, most people want to lose weight, especially in society like ours, you know, where everybody wants to be thin and everybody wants to be thin yet curvy, and there's just a whole bunch of mixed signals that, you know, us as females especially receive from the media, and there's certain restrictions and, you know, certain things that we should and shouldn't do. So that is just a whole nother story, but this is what she's saying that, you know, she is losing a lot of weight, and it's not because she wants to, but it's actually because of the medication that she's taking. Now, if you recall, she had cancer a few years ago now, and it hasn't come back, which is good, but it also isn't something that she can control if it does come back. So she has been taking some medicine prescribed by her doctor, who is monitoring her, and the side effects is, you know, weight loss. So this medication actually, you know, prohibits her from gaining weight or doesn't allow her to gain weight. It's just something that is just ongoing for her, and because she is a public figure, she's often criticized for having like eating disorders, and many people bash her on social media, you know, for being too thin. I've actually gone across to her Instagram page and I've read a bunch of comments that say, you know, you should really eat a cheeseburger, or you're way too thin. What kind of message are you sending to these young girls? And yes, on, I think it was on the SAG Awards, when she wore a dress that didn't have sleeves, and she looked really, really, really frail and thin. So that was very, you know, it's just sad to see that so many people, you know, shame on other people's bodies. And she's not the only person who has been, you know, criticized for her weight. You know, some are judged because they're too skinny, others are judged because they're too big. There's just no way of pleasing everybody. And, you know, I just hope that now that people know why she has been losing weight, people can be a little bit more sympathetic towards her. And, you know, even her co-host on E! News went on the air and, you know, spoke about this issue for quite some time. They said that they were going to defend Juliana because she is one of their co-hosts and because she's also like a family member to them. That is really, really like touching, because to know that you have a lot of people supporting you and, you know, really rooting for you despite what's going on, I think that just goes to show that, yes, people are still genuine and people will still have your back. And, you know, like I said, she isn't the only person who is being scrutinized. You know, Kelly Clarkson recently, well, over about maybe a year now, she had a baby and she did gain some baby weight, but it's not because she wanted to, I'm sure. It's just what your body does. Hey, if your body gains some weight, if your body loses some weight, it shouldn't be anybody else's business, and nobody else should have, you know, a say, and nobody else should tell you, hey, that's wrong, or do this, or change your body. No, screw them. You know, so that's exactly what she went on to say on Ellen the other day when she spoke about, you know, her weight and how she deals with people. Like, she's just saying, like, yo, get in line. You're telling me I'm fat? Get in line. Get in line with the rest of the people who are coming out and saying that. Like, okay, she knows that she isn't the weight that she was, but, you know, she's embracing this body that she has because it's the only one that you have. In addition, Meghan Trainor also had an event over the past weekend in which she promotes, you know, a healthy body image and a positive self-esteem for many young women. And she said that she actually geeked out a little bit when Angelina Jolie, you know, requested that she meet her kids. And so she said that she was super duper like starstruck when that happened. So that, I thought that was really cool on her part. So, yeah, I mean, we're just, bottom line, don't listen to what people have to say about body shaming, because it's a really, really sad thing. And like I said, celebrities aren't the only people who go through it. A lot of people, you know, in real life go through it, and there's just no dealing with all the naysayers, because don't even give them the light of day. Now, we are going to take another little quick break. Stay tuned, because we have some more celebrity news here on the Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stax. That's right. So keep on listening to Penguin Radio. Yeah.
You stay a little, don't say bye. If you stay, won't you stay, stay?
Welcome, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Yo Girl Stacks, that's right, on Penguin Radio, and you're listening to the Hollywood Pileup. Now, here we have a bunch of good news. We have a story about another girl named Beyonce. Now, this girl was actually found on the page Humans of New York, and I've seen this page around on Facebook a lot and stuff, and this person's name is Beyonce. She's also from New York, obviously, if she's on Humans of New York, duh. But she has a photo blog, you know, and she's wearing like a bunch of, you know, jackets approved by Beyonce. She has her dreads. Now, she doesn't look exactly like Beyonce, but she, you know, she's talking about the way that she deals with, you know, being named after Queen Bee. So she's saying, "Sometimes I hate my name because it always draws attention to me. And I'm not a very social person," she said. "My family moved this year from Pennsylvania. I was so scared the first day of school that someone would notice me. I wouldn't even want to adjust my seat because I thought it would make a noise. And one time I had to really cough, but I held it in. And when the teacher started calling attendance, I got really nervous because every time People learn my name is Beyonce, somebody starts singing Single Ladies. And some did, of course. But the second day of school wasn't too bad because everyone knew my name. Now, that's really cool because that takes a lot of courage to actually, you know, trying to deal with everything that comes with that name. Like, I'm sure that she's held up, you know, to a bigger standard than most people, because they would expect, like, hey, you're named after a celebrity superstar, so you have to have, you know, some sort of talent or anything like that. But, you know, they also say that she has, you know, channeled her queen bee. And I think many of us have. I think we all channel our inner Beyonce in the shower when we're singing Single Ladies or any other B song. So that's really cool. That's a cool, happy story. And in some other happy news, guess who is engaged? Now, I have spoken about this particular singer, rapper, hip-hop mogul, I guess you could say, now, because he is, you know, leading the top charts with his music. And I am talking about Kendrick Lamar. Now, he has reportedly now been engaged with his fiance, and her name is Whitney Alford. This is super, super duper cute because he says that she has been, you know, his childhood friend, you know, and even high school sweetheart. So that's so cool to hear. He's saying that she is not only, you know, his best friend, but, you know, that's his everything. Now, it's funny because in an interview that he did on, I think it was on The Breakfast Club, that he said, on that interview, he said he was asked about, you know, who his partner was, because the rapper has been known to not speak publicly, you know, about his personal life, and he's been very, like, private and contained. And as you recall, last week we actually spoke a little bit about him and about his demeanor and how he tends to carry himself in like a very, you know, conservative manner, and he doesn't want to be out there, you know, and, you know, just being too public about himself. So he says, yeah, definitely, I'm loyal to the soil, and at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you want to always have real people around you, period, whether male or female. Everybody that's been around me has been around since day one, and I can't change that. I don't change for nobody. I can't run from it, so I always show respect when respect is given. People that have been by your side, you're supposed to honor that. And the couple has been reported to be together for almost 10 years now, and they're high school sweethearts. And, you know, he has been in the backgrounds of, like, many of his interviews, like the Billboard cover story that was, you know, on earlier. And this is what she said. He is rarely seen in clubs. He doesn't drink a lot or smoke weed. And he has been with his girlfriend, you know, since they were both in high school. She's in her late 20s, I believe, and they were both spotted at the Grammys in South Africa. And he says that, I wouldn't even call her my girl. That's my best friend. I don't even like the term that society has put in the world as far as being a companion. She's somebody I can tell my fears to. Oh my gosh. That is the cutest story that I have ever heard. To have a man like that, oh my gosh, not only are you super genuine and loving, and I'm sure that he is a protector to her, So that is super, super duper cool to hear that he isn't shy of like letting the whole world know that, yes, these feelings that he has are not only, you know, what society thinks he should have. These are feelings that actually are genuine and that are coming from him. So that is super, super, super duper cool that he is, you know, speaking of her in that way. So that's so nice. Now, he also says that he doesn't like the spotlight. And if they were to take a page from Beyonce, you know, LL Cool J or Ice Cube's marriage books and, you know, he says that, you know, he wouldn't want their relationship to be like a super thing, to be like a big deal about it, you know, in the limelight, because that's how marriages tend to get, you know, ruined. And it's true, because I don't know if y'all heard of the curse of reality TV, but that, you know, there is a supposed curse that is on reality TV that says that a couple who goes on and is really happy, reality TV tends to either, one, break up that couple, or they just totally divorce and ruin the whole relationship. So I don't know, could it be true also for just like, you know, the media and all that stuff? So I don't know, but it's really cool. I'm so happy for Kendrick Lamar. I've seen pictures of her and she is gorgeous. And it's funny that for last Halloween he was dressed as Jesus Christ and she was like a good angel, bad angel, sort of. So that was really cool. Now, this past weekend, I don't know if y'all heard, if y'all went out and saw the new movie, but Furious 7 has come out. And for those of you who have not seen the movie yet, you guys are missing out, because the movie is so good. The movie is the end to the series, to the Fast and the Furious series, and it has been hands down one of the best movies of this year. I know we're like almost halfway into the year, but seriously, I have not seen a better movie than that one, because that, oh my god, really, really good, really good movie. I won't give it away too much, but all I have to say is that you guys should all go out and see the movie, because the tribute for Paul Walker was just beyond words. It was, I think it was the best compilated, you know, tribute that they've done for a celeb who has passed away, especially in that movie, because not only were the people there his castmates, but they were also considering everybody, you know, as family, which is really cool. It was super sad at the end, I'm not gonna lie. I almost wanted to cry, seriously. And my boyfriend, he is a big, big fan of Paul Walker, and even he said that he was like, gosh, that really hit home. The final like 10 minutes, it's so sad. I don't even like, oh, it just sucks, because I want to talk about it, but I also don't want to ruin it for everybody. But yes, everybody, go on and see the movie for yourself, because you aren't going to be disappointed. I will tell you that right now. You guys like this Drake right here? Oh yeah. Now, let me talk a little bit. Let me give you actually a little update on Chris Brown and the whole baby mama drama, because Chris Brown always in the headlines. So he's saying that, well, actually he isn't saying anything, but well, he is, but not about his daughter. Now, his baby mama's now boyfriend, because back then they had broken up or something like that. Well, now the boyfriend of his baby mama has come out and said that, you know, he's gonna raise the baby as if she were his own, because this is what he quotes. He said he posted a picture of them too, and you know, he's carrying her. Really cute picture, by the way. Super cute baby. I don't know, this picture of him though, he's looking kind of high or something like that. His eyes are super duper like chinky and closed, and I don't know, maybe he is high, I don't know. But anyway, he says that been a dad, still a dad, minus all the nonsense that has been going on, we still kick it. Now, he seems like he's acted like royalty's dad before, and he's saying that this isn't going to stop him now that he's learned that Chris Brown is in fact the real father. And they even spent like Easter together, so pretty cool about that. But Chris Brown has said that he feels a little lonely. He's saying that he feels a bit lonely because now he doesn't have Karrueche by his side. And it's funny that he says that, since he and Karrueche broke up, and it's only been what, like a couple of weeks, if that. And he's already over here missing her. He posted a couple pictures saying how he wanted to, or saying how this life wasn't the life that he wants, and he's super sad about being lonely. He doesn't know if he can deal with it, so who knows if he's going to fall into a depression or something over Karrueche. But apparently all of his Instagram posts and everything have been like sort of like a cryptic message that his fans have been decoding and seeing that, no, yes, in fact, that these are, you know, about Karrueche. So we will see how that is. Now for a little recap on today's Hollywood pileup, we had the big top story of Jay-Z and Beyonce with their book drama. Now, we said that J. Randy Tarabarelli was a biographer who was going to write a book about the couple, share all their dirty secrets, you know, about their business, personal life, and scandals. And, you know, there was the legal dispute between Empire and San Francisco's, also Empire Distribution, so we will see where that goes. In addition, we talked about, you know, DMX and how broke people problems. Yeah, we talked about how broke DMX is, and to the fact that he had to go on and steal or allow the theft to happen, which wasn't okay. Really sad. And Avril Lavigne also, you know, talked about her Lyme disease and how she felt like she was gonna die. Ooh, well, good thing that she is better now, because you know, she now has her music that's gonna be coming out, so that should be really exciting. And we had Juliana Rancic and a body shaming, which no bueno. So hopefully we can have some more positive stories next week on the Hollywood pileup, and we will see what next week brings, because like I said, nothing ever is the same in Hollywood, so everything is always different and drama is always going on. So I will keep y'all posted on what happens. So have a wonderful week, everybody. This has been the Hollywood Pileup with your girl Stacks.